Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we share our favorite RPGs, one-shot games, tabletop games, reviews, and convention panels. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, aka Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
That admitting it is really nice. If you're a millennial, it's how you talk to each other all the time, so it's very familiar. If you're older than that, it's just being nice. You're going to be kind, you're going to say nice things to each other. Good compliments. So, complimentary is a very soft, very gentle, very easy. And you want to have this experience because
I am so sorry I'm late. Thank you for your patience and your understanding.
But this is all about being nice to each other. We're making sure that everyone gets up.
It's the wrong timeline, isn't it?
What? I'm glad we had a conversation that, like, we could not both exist in the same plane of reality.
It just keeps happening.
You're the tall one. I'm the short one.
Very Korea, complimentary game. the time travel.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, good. We do have one more slot. I mean, I have as many slots as I have people who are interested. But, you know, I also, you know, we'll just do what we do. We'll do, how about this?
Can you not say something like that?
I am the mother of Supreme, and I work with the temporal entourage of all our disagree. I am simply astounded at the strength with which you defend the honor of our liege and our camaraderie with the ferocity of such you stomped today through
your boots. Dear Astrabus, the way you carry yourself and hold up the honors of which we strive for is absolutely astounding.
Dear Supreme, you set the standards for that which I aspire to be as a butler.
Strabons, the way you tailor your outfits to hold all that we need to carry is one of my favorite things about you.
As angel? Supreme?
Yes.
Your outfits are the best.
Strabons, the way your eyes light up every time you get a fresh cup is absolutely beautiful. You have the seconds ready?
Okay. I'm not getting the seconds. Hold on, where are the seconds?
Where are the seconds?
I have to shake my head, sorry. Butler Supreme, we have been working on this work at offering tea and enjoyment to others for many a year. But what we've accomplished would never have been possible if you had not ended up on our doorstep.
Dear Grand Arbiter, the way you carry your hair, your style, and your authority allows us to stride forward ever stronger.
Dear Spirit, you set an example for communities both steampunk and mundane.
I could never get as far as I've got without the help of all of you, allowing me to be strong and carry us where we need to be.
Jump in the do the breach to save you for that singular compliment.
My name is John Strangewood. This is my real name.
I am
Tony Robbins. And John, I must say, the way that you're carrying yourself currently is astounding.
Tony, in the 15 years we've known each other, I have always prided myself in looking up to you, in the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you carry yourself, and the way you slay everyone in the audience.
Thank you. Well, thank you, my friend. And I am profoundly amazed by the way that you are able to take pop culture and bring it to everyone in a way that is understandable, fashionable, and loving.
Well, thank you, Tony. I also am sincerely inspired by you in how you maintain not only a very important and serious job, but in addition to that, go and be an ambassador to the steampunk community all around the country and in international sometimes, as well as how you work nonprofit charities and organizations and run an airship to boot, Captain.
Why, thank you. It's like a job. I must say that your work with other groups, such as DragonCon and your local geek community, has been quite admirable, as you've been advocating for being your true and unabashed, just beautiful self by allowing others to be vulnerable with you, while also allowing yourself to fully hear and help them heal with what they're doing.
Thank you, Tony. No one's ever quite summed me up so well as you do. My complimentary foil, that is you, Tony. My SCB, my super chocolate bear, that is you. I love you so much, Tony. I cannot get over how aptly able and quickly you are to snuggle with me at any given moment, whether what state we're in. The faces you make are priceless. I capture them every moment and share them with the world, and you are able to expound on that joy for everyone in the sheer horror of your face, but it's still wonderful and it's powerful. I love it. Thank you.
And John, the way that you very viscerally and adamantly love me and show that love to the world, no matter what, is astounding.
Well, thank you, dear Tony. You have always put yourself on a pedestal for me to aspire to, as well as achieve perfect grace and eloquence and fashion. I cannot pull that off, but I try every chance I can, and I look to you as an example, and that's why I always count you as one of my oldest and dearest friends. And I'm thankful that we are here doing this.
Thank you, John. And your ability to admit your flaws and be just such an inspiration to people, even when you're wrong sometimes, is...
It's because I'm from Jersey, all right?
But your ability to admit that and be vulnerable and then learn from those mistakes is something that not everyone can do. It takes a lot of bravery and courage.
Time. The duel is completed. We shall deliberate. You two are too good. Too good. A round of applause. You can see participating, including Batchy Rippins. Would you like a Batchy Rippins? I'm pretty sure, Tony, that your team T.
Judgment is complete. Tony, Stranger, we have notes. So Tony, you had a few repeats of adjectives.
Not too serious.
Nothing dire. Well-rounded compliments, very thoughtful, very heartfelt, and showing the depth of your knowledge and respect for your friend, which is a delight to behold.
And strangely, yours were deeply emotionally vulnerable and really allowed you to really feel your heart opening up in the room.
It's really delightful.
You did have some pretty major foibles, however.
You had the greatest of them all.
The greatest of the foibles, which is the self-deprecating compliment. Those are not permitted by the bylaws.
That was from Jersey?
No, not that one. That's just a fact. The fact that you're from Jersey, not self-deprecating.
No. In fact, some might even say that it's a compliment to your character. You are from Jersey and you're so proud of your homeland. Yes.
The self-deprecating comment was in response that you could never be as fashionable. That's a self-deprecating compliment.
Also, you have all the ability. You are quite fashionable right now, my darling. You are a vision. You are stunning.
Additionally, there was a use of a turn of phrase incorrectly. It was sort of a weird usage of the phrase put on a pedestal, which is a very weird, there's not a good way to put that as a positive necessarily.
But these are, of course, small concerns in the greater overarching triumph that was your duel.
It was quite beautiful. I could feel that excuse tears welling up in her face.
It was a masterclass in dueling. You both really brought your A++ games. And so it was simply that Tony was A++++, and John was A++++, and half plus. You were almost three pluses as well. You were still close, but don't, John, my darling, my sweet kitty bear, you perfect, snuggly waffleophagus. You don't have to self-deprecate. As the Grand Arbiter would say, you are perfect if you've never done anything wrong. It's true.
Honestly, it's just so I get 3 minutes to tell a compliment.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to the people on our list. Can we get Pam and Nancy?
Thank you, Pam and Nancy. Now, as you come to the stage, there are stairs that you are
on either side. There's stairs on either side.
Yes, and we encourage you to use the stairs as they are a very safe way to join us on stage.
So when you're complimenting dueling a stranger, what recommendations do you have about this view?
I like to look for things that the stranger, that my friend yet to be, the new person I'm just getting acquainted with, has control over. So sartorial choices, their costumes, their delivery, their manner of presentation, and also general vibes. Brad Lamerton, do you have any recommendations?
I think it's also important that you share enough with yourself so that they can engage with you in ways that are more meaningful. So in your opening statement, name things that are important with you, then act. So introduce yourself in the way that you want to be introduced.
A brief introduction, you could think of it as my name and one interesting fact about yourself.
Yeah, like, my name is the Grand Arbiter.
Yes.
And I adore games, and I have actually produced some games.
My name is the Madam Askew. I don't know why I'm the Madam Askew this weekend. New creature. However, it is very important to know.
Well, there is another one running around.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm quite keen on hats. And I'm obsessed with tea and cats.
Does that make sense?
No. Extra points.
All right.
Like, any questions? That is okay, but failure is the point.
Trying something new and getting outside of your comfort zone. I am so proud of you right now.
I am Nancy, and this is my third Wild Wild Westcon. so I was glad to find Steve. And Pam, I think by being here and being up on stage, you inspire those of us like myself that are newer to Steve Hunt to want to be more engaged. Thank you, Pam, for being so inspiring.
I am Pam. I'm sometimes known as Lady Lacey. I first came to my very first Steve Hunt event here in Tucson in 2016. I had never been to a Steve Hunt event before, and it was so much fun. I've been glad to come to them as often as I can get here. I also, in my part-time retired work, researched historic homes. Nancy, I have to say that your chapeau is beyond belief in that it's so well beaded and clearly well loved.
Why, thank you, Pam. And Pam, your outfit inspires and inspires that do honor to your records by how well you place them.
Nancy, I notice that you have a label that says, "What does a heart need?" I suspect that you are a person that gives your heart to many people in very heartfelt ways.
Thank you, Pam. And Pam, when you walk into the room, you light it up like a ray of sunshine. And it just brings happiness and joy to all of us here in the room.
Nancy, it's very clear from your use of words that you are very accomplished in vocabulary.
And Pam, I'm honored to have met you today and also to be inspired to do more in steampunk. I love the decor you have around your eyes and around your glasses. It's so imaginative and really shows creativity.
Thank you. Nancy, I have to say that your essence as you come into the room and your presence is so positive. If there's a glow about you that is just sparkling.
Thank you, Pam. And Pam, your eyes, the blueness of them, they remind me of the blue skies outdoors and the bluebirds that can sing in the trees.
Thank you. Nancy, your smile is one that would enlighten any heart that comes to see you.
Thank you, Pam. And Pam, the happiness I can tell that you must bring out in others by your kindness and your ability to give wonderful compliments is truly admirable.
Thank you. Nancy, I have to say that your courage to be up here on stage shows a quality of willingness and being part of whatever the joy is at Tucson and well has come.
Thank you, Pam. And I think that you truly embody the whole spirit of Steampunk. I can tell you bring a mixture of both fun and kindness and compassion, which I think really, really shows the Steampunk spirit.
Thank you. Nancy, I have to say that your embellishment of your costume is creative, and I'm appreciative of that.
Thank you, Pam. And I really admire, especially the spider webs that you have that are along your arms that really, really capture something unique about steampunk and a different take on steampunk.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the fact that you're giving your compliments with such sincerity. I feel truly appreciated by you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Where are you going? I have treats.
Oh, okay, no treats. No treats.
Are you a burnt bean cabal or are you a loose leaf? We are now going to enter, you cannot tell it all, but we're gonna deliberate yet in the behind the screen.
Okay.
We have nuts.
Yes, we do. Now, may I start out by saying you both brought such grace and generosity to the stage. I really felt the honesty and courtesy of each of your compliments. You were digging deep to find the truth of the matter and to deliver it with as much eloquence as possible.
I also, there was a lot of focus on the community aspect. There was a real theme to the compliments, this particular volley, and it was actually very, very respectful in that I appreciated how it said a specific theme. Like, it was nice that we sort of stayed in the same area.
Sometimes
a theme. I sometimes like a theme. It's more challenging when folks are like literally all over the place. This was very much staying in the specific network of compliments that really you leaned in on your strengths. You identified it. You really see as you proceeded, both Pam and Nancy, improve on the compliments and on the favors that you do with each attempt. Huh, maybe what the Grand Arbiter says about having to try things to get better at them is like real and true and for reals.
Yes, and maybe the things Tony says about trying something new and expanding your boundaries is really good advice.
So there weren't a lot of strict foibles, but there were some repetitive, and we did see a little bit of stumbling.
Right. Well, and repetition is a foible.
Yes.
So,
but on it was fairly dead heat, but we do think there was slight advantage, and we are giving this win to Pam.
Yes, Pam. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Nancy, incredibly well done. I'm so happy that you have joined us for the third time, and I hope you will continue to come back and be part of our community.
And I really appreciate, Pam, you can very much tell, like, you said that you were nervous. We did not see. There was no shaking of you in your tone. It was the most
poised.
It was poised. It was borderline cutthroat. It was the most
kindly
cutthroat.
You could compete with a Canadian, I think, with some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have one more slot, and there is one more person who wants to participate, but they need a competitor who's going to play with them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
we need someone to step up.
Someone with associates, someone with experience. If no one lives,
I will voluntold someone. I will voluntold.
And they know who they are. They are aware. So if you would like to save them.
I'm just saying, I'm here, I'm only in Tucson for Wild Wisconsin.
Yes,
oh, there we go.
Please come forward.
Teresa, I make well, like That is a lovely bracelet you have there. And I assume that I may wear your husband myself with your puppy appearances.
As it happens, everything except for my vest I made myself.
Woo!
I will believe that parts of your costume at the very least are made by you, and like I gotta say, it looks incredibly
well. Thank you very much. But you do have much better hair than I.
I can't imagine, so I think the highlights you have right now are spot on. Very happy. And they go so well with your eyes. I can only imagine if it's super awkward to see. So good.
And of course, yeah, my how else would you be able to use oh, look, your red slippers. There they are. Wonderful red slippers.
And I did say your though I guess technically your for your feet. I mean you must be doing great here because I need padding to augment on hard surfaces. But I mean you must be doing great. You must have incredible foot muscles.
The spectacles they were quite stunning and quite stylish.
I think there's to make sure that I don't go blind in Meanwhile City. So I hope that won't affect you because if you're colorblind, but if so, how would you manage to swallow yourself? I mean, even if you are, it's great, on point, everything collaborates.
Teresa, in the time that it took me to arrive, work myself to the bone, you have cornered me twice occasions to let me know how important our presence here is at the convention, and it has meant both worlds to me. That you would tell us that you want to be here and the fact that you keep coming to all of our events, even though you are dead busy.
I am dead busy and dead tired, but you guys are worth the effort. You put in so much work for us. How could we not come to
that was time. You had that job.
I've been sweating copious amounts, large amounts
of the boots. That's yours,
Julian. Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. Please acquire your swag. We have little pinsies for you. There you go. And for you, dear Michael Wolfstein, are you Team Burnt Bean Cabal or are you Team Loosey Bean? You may have a ring band. You are set. All right, thank you very much. We are going to deliberate.
Okay, going behind the screens.
Okay, the deliberations are complete.
Okay, we have notes.
Of course. Would you like to start, Grand Armitage?
So both of you were incredibly eager and put a lot of effort in, even though you both do seem very tired, because who's in a corset and has been wearing an intense costume all day, I understand the power of exhaustion. But I wanted to say that for most part, you were dead even in terms of eloquence and delivery. And we don't tend to take points against for things like stutter or any of those things, because those are sometimes an unavoidable component of the person that's like just a disability. So we don't take points off for those kinds of reactions. But we did see, unfortunately, some
self-deprecation.
We had just talked about it too.
You're both so lovely.
You're both so lovely.
You're so kind.
So with that, because we saw some self-deprecation from both of you, Teresa, you are the winner for today.
I have known you a long time, and watching you come into the fullness of your costuming power is such a delight. And I want to say how shocked I am that you've joined us here today for compliment dueling. I'm so lovely to have you on stage, and I'm so happy you are here this weekend.
I'm glad that you have, for all these years, have continued to grace us as a host for all of these many glorious events.
Okay, so we're going into our conclusions for today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Ooh.
So we have several winners on this, and this we agree. Can I get Teresa and Pam back up here?
You can do it.
You
can
do it. And then can I get Tony and Stranger back up here too?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Strangeway. We know you, and we know we can get away with cheekiness with you. You are a danger.
So you guys stay on the, you're gonna stand, but stand next to the stage. On. We're voluntarily here to second. We're voluntarily you to second. Because the winner of this duel will be the winners of this duel. The first and second will be awarded these lovely medals for their excellent participation. So be sure to participate. Pam, I know you're nervous. Look at me. Look at me in my hazel eyes. I would never lie to you. You can do this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you may.
You can. New comments. I'm recommending. So I would. Recommend is not using identical ones to the ones you used previously, like on purpose.
Or rather to say, don't use identical complements as the first time, but you may use all of the words that you used the first time in a new arrangement. Yes, perfect. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, you'll be fine.
You're going to do great. Also, Cam, I'm going to give you a little words of wisdom. Tony is here. Tony inspired you. Take that inspiration and run with it, all right? Yeah. Teresa, you're a threat, you're fierce, you're mighty.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna do great, so, all right? Good, good.
Are you emotionally prepared?
I've hit that point of sleep deprivation where I have no emotions.
Quite.
Same.
Please introduce yourselves again, and also share a different, interesting fact about yourselves as a community.
All right, I am Teresa, and I went to the first Wild West Con.
Still am, and I drink only matcha green tea.
I think it's great that you have your goggles and in your reading and your regular classes. That way you can switch between the regular day-to-day life and your adventuring, because you have to be adventurous. Look at you.
Thank you. Teresa, I admire the fact that you stepped in when they really wanted someone to participate. It's clear that participation is high on your list of things that you do on a daily basis.
I mean, clearly not near as much participation as you do, because you actually signed up. You didn't have to be voluntold. You stepped up on your own. I know you had encouragement, but you didn't. You chose. Inspire.
Thank you. Clearly, you're a person who inspires others to do what might be scary and what might make them nervous.
I personally think that your inclusion of spiders, that I know a lot of people might be scary. I love the fact that you were with them because I love spiders, and I think spiders should be used more often.
Thank you, Teresa. I admire the fact that you've chosen one of my favorite storybook characters, Wendy, who had the courage to go forward in such a strange land.
And I love the fact that
you
love the stories because I think they're so fun and inspirational. And they have such a great, you know, effect on all of us. So the fact that, you know, you're willing to share that shows me how great of a literary choices you have. And I really want to hear more about the other stories.
Teresa, you are overwhelming me with the compliments that you are offering so sincerely, and the fact that you are willing to do that up on stage in front of other people speaks to your courage and to your character.
And I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you came to the convention, especially since it sounds like you've been coming here way more than I have. So I'm so glad that you're here, just being here, hanging out.
Teresa, your enthusiasm and your bubbly nature clearly hold you well, especially even when you can do it when you're fatigued beyond belief.
The fact that you have taken words given to you by a stranger this very morning, and then taking those to heart when you chose to go on stage and do something that is both challenging and courageous is admirable, and it makes you an inspiration to all those that sit here before you.
Thank you.
Teresa, your composure and ability to compliment at wit and showing the whole audience how you can slay the big bad wolf is exemplary.
I don't think he's a big bad wolf, but I do think that what is like is your hair. Look at how fabulous your hair is. You've got accessories. You know what you're doing. You're the one slaying here. The duel has been reached. Two more times. Would you like to deliver a final compliment?
I would, but I would like to deliver it to Tony for your inspiration and the intelligence and the way you addressed the seminar that I heard this morning. It was very uplifting and encouraging and inspiring on all sorts of levels. Thank you.
Thank you both.
And thank you to our seconds for your participation. We will now turn to the judgment board. Pam, Teresa, thank you for your patience. We have notes.
We always have notes.
In general, again, an excellent duel. Really showed flexibility, strength, ingenuity. Very impressive stuff from both parties.
I found that you did something that we don't get to see very often, and honestly, I would give this compliment to everyone who was dueled today. You all came with a great deal of sincerity to the stage, and none of your compliments felt performative or overwrought. However, this was the final compliment, This was the duel of doom in this particular tourney, and you both particularly opened yourselves up in a very sweet and charming way.
In general, fairly dead even again.
Too good.
Very good. Very talented.
So good.
We can see some blossoming new compliment duelists in this little garden that we've grown today. But due to this performance, their previous performance, and their overall attitude and presentation, we have decided to award this year's 2024 Compliment Dueling at Wild Wild West Con award to Pam and her second. Stay on the ground. Sorry.
The grand arbiter will deliver the swag. Teresa, as this is occurring, I want to take a special moment because I've known you a long time. I've seen you in a lot of compliments, a lot of costumes, rather. I know we're all sort of knackered, and you still showed up with so much energy and so much thoughtfulness. Really, this was splitting hairs to choose a winner. You were both so good. And I know you did this at the last minute because we were baking such a cute, delightful creature. You were marvelous.
I hope you all had a fun time at Compliment Dueling today. If you're interested in Compliment Dueling or any of our other events this weekend, we will be around. Tonight, our next endeavor will be hosting the
Good, the Bad, and the Naughty burlesque and drag show this evening, yeah. Right here at Wild Wild West Con.
We will also be, after we finish up, we will also be doing spooky tea leaf readings for comedic and jovial purposes.
Yes. Before we say goodbye to you all, Tony, would you please stand, my darling, my love, my delight, this is my new favorite endearment. Everyone, Tony is a guest this year, so is John. We love you, John, but I already complimented you, so I'm going to compliment Tony. Tony has clearly set a wonderful bar of inspiration in this convention. I have been inspired by Tony personally for many years, not only with your costuming, but with your generosity of spirit, the style by which you present yourself as a beacon of kindness and gentlemanly behavior in our community, you have not only inspired me, but you continue to be a standard bearer for the best of steampunk. Thank you for gracing our stage today and participating in our duels. If any of you are wondering whether you should attend anything Tony is presenting, you should. If you're like, we love John Strangeway, you should also attend John's content. But Tony is a little grateful, so he's going to be all right.
Thank you, dear.
You're
welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Playin' Podcast Network. If you enjoyed our show, please check out D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Ragnarok Enroll a Scion Hero to Ragnarok Story. Also, check out our Patreon page for more content and behind-the-scenes things, as well as joining us for a one-shot game or two.